Spa.
Welcome, you're tuned into Adelante with Arlene, and I am your host, Arlene. Today, on Adelante with Arlene, I want to speak about something that I've been hearing. It's a word that I've been hearing a lot. I hear it a lot being spoken through the mouths of celebrities as well as Christians. And I decided to do a video on it because it kind of bothered me when I heard it because, well, you're going to hear why.
Let's get started.
Manifesting. We hear that a lot. I'm going to manifest it. It's going to manifest. And it happened because I manifested. That terminology was annoying me. It was kind of, grieving my spirit, the spirit of God in me. What do you mean, Arlene? Well, manifesting means to make something happen. Manifesting, as I read in an article being defined on crosswalk.com, is something that we know means to make something happen. Manifesting is to make something happen. Okay, that doesn't sound bad, right? But the New Age movement calls this the law of attraction, and it is the belief that positive or negative thoughts bring positive or negative experiences in our lives. Once again, nothing wrong with that, right? It says that thoughts are energy, and energy can attract similar energies to itself because there is an attractive magnetic pattern to the universe. Now, that's a quote. That's a quote as it has been defined. Now, defined by who? Well, in this article, it was defining the word manifesting in the ways that we still understand and can relate. But I'm going to speak to you as a Christian. And as a Christian, I can say this. We should not be speaking in the I, this, and I, that. While it is true, we can make something happen, and I will speak that on that later. It says like this energy can attract similar energies. Well, as a Christian woman, I'm going to tell you where my power and our energy as Christian comes from. Manifesting. It is inspired by various philosophical traditions. We hear it in many different religious groups. But again, let's zero in. What does it mean? What does it mean in Christianity? See, a manifestation is a public display of emotion or feeling or something theoretical made real. Manifestation, or its origins, are usually yes in religion, as I mentioned, and spirituality, because if something spiritual becomes real, it is called a manifestation. We read that in the Bible, and we're going to read a little bit more in some scriptures that use that word. Now, what I'm trying to focus on right now is on what do we manifest? Where do we get this manifestation from as Christians? Because we also have heard that the main idea on this whole word of manifestation is that we focus on something good. It comes to us. If we focus on something bad, it comes to us. Well, that kind of states that the power is in our hands and that we can create things in our lives. You may be saying, well, we can. Let's pause a minute. Is prayer and manifestation really the same once we remove all labels? See, when we pray to God, yes, we remove negative thoughts and visualize our blessings. This can be considered manifestation. But as a Christian, we must remember, beware. Remember, Christians, followers of Christ. Manifestation. What does it mean in Christianity? Well, it is a public display of emotion or feeling of something theoretical made real. Its origins do come from religion and spirituality, but because something is coming from a spiritual realm, little s, and it becomes real, is it really a manifestation? Or at least the manifestation in which us as Christians should really be focusing on? As Christians, we're not to ignore that God is the creator of everything. We read this from the Genesis 1. And in Psalm 130, verses 13 to 14, we read that he created us in our mother's womb. He created us. And that in him, all things were created, things on heaven and earth, visible and invisible, all things that have been created through him and for him. Colossians 1:16. As Christians, number two, we must remember that God is the power of all things according to his word. So is it a sin for us to say it was manifested? I'm talking about as believers of Christ. Well, when we leave God out of the equation, when we pray and we hear ourselves say so much the I, yeah, then it becomes a sin per se. It does. But are we praying and saying, thy will be done, Lord? Do we really pray his will be done? Keynote number one, remember to pray. Pray for God's will to be done. I remember many times where I wasn't a Christian and I prayed for something and I wanted it so bad, or something material, or even a relationship per se. I'll tell you, if you really push, you can manifest things in your life, and not necessarily are they always going to be good. Now, do you think that's a contradiction? Didn't say you can't manifest things in your lives. I said that as Christians, our focus should be that in which is God's will and what he says should be manifested in our lives. And it always will be good. God has to be the substance. And the substance in Philippians 4:8 reminds us this, that was whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is holy, whatever is admirable, if any of these things, anything that is excellent and praiseworthy. Praiseworthy how? Well, lining up with the word of God, that is. Those are the things that we need to pray about, to think about. We also see that sin, the sin of manifestation, is when we try to be God. And that's dangerous for us as believers. You see, we can create things in our lives, whether they're good or bad. We can. And you know how? By just having our will and exercising it. I wanted something so bad, I tell you, it would manifest itself in my life. 99% of the time, it was something that wasn't good for me. Mm-hmm. It's also dangerous. We believe that the power is in our hands. And being self-willed as I was, and many of us are, even as Christians, I wasn't a Christian then. It didn't mean that I didn't have issues and still with trusting God and having letting go and relinquishing and giving it to him. We have to believe that the number two, when power is in his hands. While it is true, yes, that we can create in our lives anything we want. Mm-hmm. We can. Do you manifest that car? I want that car. Let's talk material now. Oh, we can get that car, but can we pay for that car? Yes, some problems are going to manifest themselves. Oh, we may want that relationship, but is that the right relationship for us? Key point number three. Christians, be careful not to use that word, I will manifest. Because we can manifest things, but that's not necessarily whatever we're trying to manifest. On our own, will it be the will of God? Again, what does the Bible say about manifest? Well, in Romans 8:28, the verse reads, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. That's right. 1 Corinthians 12:7 says, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For the common good. In Mark 4:22, we read, for nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come light. I am going to elaborate on that scripture a little later. So to reiterate, as Christians, my suggestion is, number one, speak and bring to God those things that you have in your heart that you desire. And pray that God will bring you to the place towards his promises and his will. When we pray his will, we need to relinquish ours and believe that whatever happens, whether we feel comfortable about it or not, will be his will. Because a lot of times we hear this, our wants are not our needs. Why? Because in the Christian context, it is a faith response that is required and necessary of us. Faith in Him. It is also important to remember to thank God for what He has already done for us. And we shall see His manifestations, His promises in our life. Faith is a gift from God, and it requires human response. Of assent, I had to look that word up, of assent, which means the expression of or approval or an agreement. So faith is to be in agreement with God. And also it requires the trust on our part, to trust that He is true to His word. Faith is both a gift and a responsive action. As Christians, it is important that when we say, I manifested that, oh, I'm going to manifest that, it was manifested, that we are referring to His holiness manifested in our life. Take a moment there. Oh, but what does that have to do with relationships or things or that house I want or that car or that great job? First and foremost, remember that when we say the word manifest or manifested in our lives for something we're asking for, it must always point and refer to His holiness manifested in our lives. It's unfortunate today we have lost our regard, many of us, even as Christians, for His holiness. Many times I have to remind myself when I first came to the Lord, I love the fact that I had such a, not that I don't have a reverence now, I had such a reverence, a respect, a high regard for His holiness. I had that fear, which is that reverential fear, that reverence that I have towards God. I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm telling you that I've seen these days that unfortunately many and many of Christians have lost their regard for His holiness. See, God is holy, and we have to strive in our lives to be holy. The Word of God says in 1 Peter 1:16, for you shall be holy, for I am holy. But this is not just mentioned there in that scripture. It's mentioned in several places in the Old Testament, like Leviticus 11:4, Leviticus 19:2, and Leviticus 19:20. The Bible defines and says that when something is manifested, it should always line up with the Word of God, His holiness. What are you saying? Oh, I manifested. There's a difference between manifesting and fulfilling your dreams. Fulfilling your dreams, like the world uses and some Christians have been using on TV, fulfilling your dreams is fulfilling your dreams. It's setting your mind to do something and doing it. And it comes to pass because you pushed it, you did it, you worked for it. But that word, let's look at it in the holy way, to manifest. When we're Christians, we need to not use that word abusively. When something is manifested is not the dream. It's not our wants. Oh, I want this. I want that. Manifested is God's holiness in us. His holiness, His spirit that leads us towards these things that come to pass in our lives. Some in which we had desired and some because we prayed His will where we didn't desire, but have come our way, have manifested by the power of His Holy Spirit. You see, the Bible foretells, prophetic, Ezekiel 24, God spoke to His people. And it said, as a pleasing aroma, I will accept you when I bring you out of the peoples and gather you out of the countries where you have been scattered. And I will manifest my holiness among you in the sight of nations. Ezekiel 20:41. Now, that's a loaded scripture. Some theologians might say, you don't even know what you're saying there. I'm saying that the Bible foretells of many of us, okay, that have kind of lost as Christians and have misinterpreted this manifestation. And God is saying, I'm going to take you from the left and the right, from all your scattered ways and all the countries where you've been scattered and all the things you've been focusing on and all those other things that have been distracting you. And I want to put the focus back on me, and I will manifest my holiness, His holiness among us, among all of them in the sight of all nations. 1 Timothy 3:16, without question, this is a great mystery of our faith. Christ was revealed in a human body and vindicated by the Spirit. Key point, another one. Everything will manifest itself here on earth in due time. You might think that in the dark of the night, we're getting away with sin. But Luke 8:17 reminds us that nothing is hidden and that will not be manifested, nor is anything secret that will not be known and come to light. And again, it says, nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. The manifestation of God and His holiness will reveal our sins. Christians, non-Christians, it will and it does manifest His truth. His truth in our lives, His truth that He wants for our lives, His truth will be manifested. Paul understood this to be true when he wrote, each one's work will become manifest. For the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by the fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. 1 Corinthians 3:13. One of the greatest manifestations that I have seen ever, and will ever see in my lifetime, is the manifestation of love. The love that God expressed for us and expresses forevermore. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whomever believeth in Him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. John 3:16. Now that is the greatest manifestation. The greatest. Because of Him and His love for us, we now can, number one, walk in His love. Walk in His love. Let's, as Christians, be careful. Because manifestations can come in many different ways, and things can seep into our lives that are worldly, not of God. And we need to be very careful, because horrible things can manifest if we don't remain walking in His holiness, in the manifestation of His holiness, and the greatness of His love. We need to walk in love, live in His love, and trust in His love. We need to walk in His love. Live in His love and trust in His love. John 1:14, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us, manifested itself among us. We have seen His glory and the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. In 1 John 4:9, we read, by this the love of God was displayed in us, was manifested in us, in that God has sent us His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through Him, so that we may manifest holiness because of Him, through Him, into our lives. Those of you who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, God is the one who created us. He manifested great things in us because He is in us. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them, to those who believe. For His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, they have been clearly perceived, they have been understood, received the gift ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, have been manifested by God. So they are without excuse. Romans 1:19-20. We are without no excuse, those who are saved, to understand that all creation comes from the Creator. That while we can manifest, make something happen per se, is that what we really want? Because the manifestation in which we are called to walk in, the blessings, the promises, they come from the Holy One. So it's holy manifestation from God, from His will. I pray that you acknowledge today, if you haven't already done so, that the Bible is clear, and that sooner or later every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, Romans 14:11, that He is Lord. Please understand that to manifest, as we say it and heard it and take that word lightly. It's just to speak it as if though it is us that has power. And while we have will to do as we want to do, the all-powerful one will manifest greatness, and love is the Lord. So in order to be able to tune in and tap in and walk in, or say for little lame words that I'm using, to his holy manifestation in our lives and through our lives daily, we need to have a relationship with him. And remember that the words of our mouth, yes, the tongue speaks life or it can speak death. And while our speaking and what we say is the most important thing to me, do we have to be careful, being that I came from a verbally abusive background, I understand all too well what it's like to be spoken to negatively. And while that is true, that we have the power to speak things that produce life, we don't have the power to manifest the greatness and the holiness that we should. The Bible promises us as Christians on our own. That is only done through the Lord. And anything we try to do outside of him without seeking his will, if you are a believer, will be shut down. Now, are you willing to not bulldoze those doors that God has closed down because you believe or aren't sure if this is just an obstacle? I did a video on obstacles. There are some things that if you're walking and you're in tune with God, you will really know when it's God who's closed that door and when that in which you thought was supposed to be in your life was of God, manifested by God, when it really wasn't. We will make mistakes. We will try to bulldoze those doors thinking God manifested this. Oh no, I'm coming against this in the name of Jesus. But take a step back. Seek the Lord. Seek his will and his holiness. His holy manifestation will come through and direct you by the power of his Holy Spirit which way you should go. Always remember, walk in love. Walk in his love. Live in his love. And trust in his love. And manifest the best things in your life that you can only by walking with him. Watch what you say and the words you say as Christians. And know, the I manifested has no place in my life nor yours. Because anything that is manifested that is great in our life only can be manifested through the Lord. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, night, whatever time it is that you have tuned into this. I would ask to some of you who have not subscribed to please, please subscribe. Subscribe and check out my playlist. My playlist is full of so many videos that I've worked so hard on. And remember that there are no videos that are ever old. No videos, because the content is still valid for today. Remember, God loves you. If you haven't given your heart to him, I'm going to pray right now with you. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I come before you asking you to manifest your holiness in our lives. That your will be done, Lord. We surrender right now. That every day you would remind us here onward of when we are taking matters upon our own hands and how we need to walk in your love and trust you to illuminate those places in our lives that need to be shined light to, so that we may manifest your holiness and goodness every day. Lord, take every thought captive and make it obedient to you, so that we would walk every day sinless before you. Bring to mind all those things that need be changed in us, so that by the power of your Holy Spirit, greatness will be manifested and holiness because of you and through you. We give our hearts to you right now again, Lord, and ask you to have your way. Thank you so much. As I say at the end of every video and every podcast,
see you at the next one.
Until next time.
Stay tuned for some original music by me, freestyle recording artist Arlene, and host of this podcast, Adelante with Arlene. Hope to inspire you with music that I recorded, written by me, and sung by me.
Here goes.
It seems hard, but the Lord can set you free.